Good morning. My guests this morning are Jan Schultz and Ken Berman, and they'll be talking about art at the source. Its 20th year is this year. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jan, you are a metal sculptor. I see your metal sculpture there. It looks like welded metal.
It is.
Right? And Ken, you're a painter.
I am.
What is your medium?
It's oil.
Okay. And so you are two of how many people who will be participating in Art at the Source?
There'll be 165 artists this year.
Wow. Is that a new track record? Or
If not the record, it's really close.
It really is. So just describe it for the unlikely few people who don't know about our Art at the Source.
Well, yeah, it's several artists that are opening up their studios, and some of them are combining studios as well to present a lot of different artwork to the public. Variety of media, variety of interests, and I think that there's a lot to for people to say.
As usual, there's a wonderful program. Where are some good places to pick up these programs? Because I think it's essential to Art at the Source to have one.
Yeah, it's a 40-page, four-color, beautiful catalog.
It's just beautiful.
And it has a photograph of a sample of art from all 165 artists in there. And they can get those catalogs. They're free. It doesn't seem like they should be, but they are. They're free. And keep them all year because they're great resources. You can get them from Sebastopol Center for the Arts. There are several other areas. There are coffee shops. There are restaurants. There are hotels.
Bookstores.
There are bookstores. Mm-hmm. There are also some smaller showcase exhibits. Gallery One, Sonoma Iworks.
And Corix as well.
Corix, the Finley Center. Mm-hmm.
Sonoma Iworks, that's right around the corner from my house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a wonderful optometrist.
Yeah, and they all have the catalogs and brochures too there.
Well, I know that Copperfields in the past
has
had an exhibit in their window. And you can sometimes... Is there one of these where you can see examples of all of the art that's being shown, one example from each artist?
Yeah, the Sebastopol Center for the Arts is going to have at least one example of everyone's work. So
that's a preview exhibit that they'll have there.
Jan, you mentioned to me an interesting sort of approach to art at the source in terms of the water shortage here in Sonoma County. Why don't you run that down for listeners?
Okay. It sounds odd, but I am so excited about the fact that actually we have a drought. That doesn't sound right, but this is the normal time of year when we'd all be out looking for plants to refurbish our garden and things like that, and we're being conscious about our water and feeling disappointed. But we don't have to because there are so many artists that have beautiful, wonderful, exciting art that can live outside. And the great thing about art that lives outside, it's maintenance-free, right?
That's right.
You don't have to weed spray it. You don't have to insecticide. There's no water. There's no fertilizer. The gophers can't do anything
to it.
It goes on a wall. It goes on a fence, a patio, a table, out in a field.
Excellent.
It's everywhere.
Let me just mention very briefly that it seems to me that the way to experience art at the source, remember now the dates are May 31st and June 1st, June 7th and June 8th. Get the program, decide how many of those 4 days you want to spend looking at art, and plan your routes based on the program. One day for Sebastopol, one day for the rest of the West County, that sort of thing. Thank you two for coming in. Let's tell people once again that Art at the Source is May 31st and June 1st, June 7th and June 8th, all over the county. For information, 829-4797 online, artatthesource.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.